In this session, we're going to set a context or a framework for our discussion. And the context is going to be the past, the present, the future. The past, the present, the future. And we're going to examine initially the past of our industry, how you and I worked years ago. If I take the industry back 25 years, even if you weren't in the industry at that time, there was a characteristic, a set of characteristics concerning the way people worked, how they were trained and how they behaved. And it looks something like this. The typical advisor was normally trained by a product provider or within a broker where product provider salespeople had left product providers and formed their own independent brokerages. And what that led to was a characteristic which looked like this. They were technical salespeople. They were either highly technically competent and then had become skilled in sales capacities and techniques, or they were from other industries where they had learned to sell and they were attracted by the very high potential earnings in this industry, and then they became technically proficient. So they became technical salespeople, and there was no external requirement for qualification. There was no pressure externally on that. There was no external need to prove your competence to the outside world. You maybe had to pass product examinations as required by product providers to shift their product, but there was no general highly regarded and widely regarded qualification. Certainly not one taken by the bulk of the industry. However, what did happen is that the highly competent technical salespeople, the professionals who became independent, were rewarded by very, very high levels of commission, usually given upfront at the point of sale, usually indemnified. In other words, the commission was essentially a loan spread over 3 or 4 years. So independent financial advisory businesses, or practices as they were called, were built on debt, on loans, on almost obscene levels of commission. That's just the way it was. That's the world in which we lived in 25 years ago in this industry. That's the past from which we've come. And that doesn't lend itself to building any sort of business at all, let alone an exceptional business. It just doesn't.